Welcome to the Arkham Files, an actual play Call of Cthulhu RPG podcast, featuring Seth Morrison as Tallahassee Turner.
Hey, Billy, let's run out in the forest together. That worked out for me really well last time.
Abel Morrison as Detective Billy McConnell.
You've seen what we've seen. That deadlight, the butthole monster.
Donovan Ballard as Dr. Simeon Can't Stand Your Bits.
What in the world? Where did you find that?
Peter Morrison as Dominic Drunkard.
We did establish there's no flamethrower, which is a crying shame.
Sam Morrison as Major Frederick Aloysius Bakersfield.
As soon as the going gets tough, the Tallahassee gets going.
And I am your game master, the keeper of arcane lore, Alex Morrison. Now grab onto some dice and your sanity. Let's roll.
All right, so Bakersfield handed me those papers, so I'm going to open it up. Let's take a look at these papers, fellas.
So you guys going to try and dig through them right here, or?
Well, yeah, Percival, do you have a car that's a little bit more agile than our honking box truck?
Yes, I do have a vehicle, a sedan. It is parked over by Denny's.
So I'm thinking maybe a couple of us. Or maybe we all go.
Let's all go back to Denny's. Go to our rooms.
Well, I was saying, let's head towards the farm whilst we read these papers.
Yeah, we don't need a sedan for that.
Okay, everybody cram in the front of the truck so we can all look at them together.
From the looks at this stuff, you got a lot of fragments in here. There's a lot of, so it's going to take. It's going to take some time to sort through this and hopefully get anything kind of really meaningful out of everything that you're finding here.
Oh, yeah, there's more papers than I realized. Maybe we should just... Let's just go back to the room.
So, yeah, you can either kind of go... You can work on kind of searching through them in the truck. It's going to take some library use rolls. There you go, guys. You researchers, now is your time to shine.
Now is my time.
Billy, give me the...
All right.
Give me the pages. I've got
a decent library. Use your bum.
Yeah, but you got to drive. So, Billy drives. Simmy, you sit in the back.
You guys actually do have some fairly good researchers here. Some good library use guys.
Yeah, I got 65.
Yeah. So, I mean, this would take quite a while to dig through all this. But with all of you guys working together and you guys that have... it's still probably going to take a few hours.
Wait, who are our...
I could drive if Billy wants to look. I've got 50 on Drive Auto.
All right. So Major will drive. I will sit up front with him. The five of you sitting back and go through the papers while we...
Five?
First of all.
Not four.
I can't count. the four of you sitting back, and you go through the papers while we drive towards the Russell Farm.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to waste my lizard skin powers.
Doing library use.
Yeah, doing library research. I want to go pick a fight with someone. Let's go find that Ike Watson, and I'll slap him around a little bit.
Let's go towards the Russell Farm.
That's actually not a bad idea if we want to go intimidate him to get some information.
Or just leave us alone so he doesn't, like, put a dead cat in our car.
All right, so Billy, give us the books.
No, Billy's going to sit in the back with you guys.
Here you go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And Major Bakersfield is going to
take it.
Yeah, Billy's actually one of your guys' better researchers and investigators.
Billy.
You get it?
All right.
No? All
right. Everybody get in the truck.
I got it. Thanks, buddy.
All right, get in the freaking truck. Let's go.
Does Percival have good library use?
Percival is a decent researcher also.
Okay, let's put him in the back with those chumps, and me and Major will sit in the front.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we're going to head towards the Russell Farm.
All right, should we all start rolling our library use now then, Al?
You guys can start rolling, go for it. Roll your, and I guess, let's see, do you want to roll them separately, or do you want to have one person roll with, like, two bonus die?
I'd go for that.
Yeah.
Who has the highest library? I got 70 on my library use.
I got 60.
65.
So it sounds like you, Simmy.
Looks like you. You, sir.
All right.
Here's the bonus.
Here's another bonus die.
Do I need four?
Bone-eye die.
Two bonus die.
Bone okay.
It's called bone-eye die.
Bone-eye die.
Okay, so you guys start driving out. You got directions earlier on where this farm is. You head on the west road heading out of town that has a... There's a few farms actually on the outskirts there. The Russell farm. She said if you follow it out there, it's going to lead west. You head north and there's the first farm you're going to run into is actually the Kedridge farm. So if you go past that and keep going, you'll run into another one if you just keep following the road, and that's the Russell farm. So it's a little ways out there from what she described. You could be driving for anywhere from, you know, 30 minutes to an hour, probably closer to an hour from what it sounded like. So.
All right.
What'd you get, Simi?
I got a 0 and a 1 and a 30 and a 50.
So you rolled a 1?
Mm-hmm. And then a 0 on this one.
He got a 1.
He rolled a 7.
Oh, rolled a 7, a 0, and a 30 then. And
yeah. A okay, an
so
07
your
is...
high roll was a 7.
Yeah, that's an...
best roll,
it's an extreme success, though. More than an extreme. Which is pretty stinking good. Okay, so... You got... So... Over the amount of time you're taking, you're driving, and you are on this road for a little while. It winds. It's just this dirt track. You're kind of winding through some trees. It opens up a bit to where now you're starting to get to more the kind of cleared area where you can see probably where a lot of these farms are. More open pasture. You're driving for like 45 minutes at least before you see the first farm. Which is, there's a long lane. It drives off towards the house. You don't see any livestock or anything as you're driving by. You're not sure quite exactly what they're farming here.
Death.
But again, it's kind of way down another... lane that leads down to the actual farmhouse and the barn and everything area. So as you keep heading on this road, you're on it for another 30 to probably another 45 minutes as you're driving before you start seeing some more open pastures and, you know, some fenced off areas. And see the lane that turns off to what looks like is going to be the Russell farm. And you do see they have a little sign on the fence leading on the lane that heads down towards the house that says Russell.
Did you say basically we were in the car for like an hour and a half before
yeah.
we got there?
Yeah. Okay.
Whose stupid idea was this?
So let's see, we got to the graveyard, what, a little after 8, and we were there for probably about an hour after investigating and going down in the dungeon. So it's probably like, I don't know, maybe 9:30 by the time we left the graveyard. So it's about 11 o'clock, it's about 11.
Yeah. Okay, so Dr. Simeon and all of you guys really working together with your exceptional role of an extreme success. Why don't you pull those papers out from in that? You are able to pull out from the remnants of these books and all these papers, you're able to pull out a few loose papers that look especially useful. Alright, do any of you guys want to describe what you see here?
Ugh.
Or should I do you just leave
a
it to me?
A mouth and the stomach with sharp teeth.
An
some kind of
No, it's the it looks like the same body structure as a human, But there's like a face in the chest. The nipples are eyes.
There's no head.
So basically, it's the Apophidra we saw in those pictures.
Yeah, it's the same creature you guys saw in those pictures, or at least the same type of creature you saw in those pictures.
Thank you. But in the autopsy, it's cut open.
You do. That is what this appears to be, some sort of anatomy sketch from.
Will Hen, or not, Percival, does this look familiar to you?
Look at the fingers.
Percival looks very alarmed when he's looking at this. And he says, this creature is very familiar, but it is not the same creature I have encountered in the past. I mean, it cannot be from what you have told me. The creatures that I've seen were natural. This is something else, but the events taking place do not make any sense.
So this was created, is what you're saying?
That's what you guys said. You said it was created by Corbett. These same type of creatures invaded this area years and years ago. They wreaked havoc. Many people were killed. But they were destroyed. And how this same type of creature has ended up back in this space again does not make any sense to me. Not in this world that is defined by science and physics and laws of nature that are not violated by things like fate and destiny and magic. As if these were always meant to be here and were always meant to destroy this place.
Well, you best believe in ghost stories. Because you get one.
So here, as you see, is an anatomy sketch of the creature that looks as if it was sketched after they did an autopsy on one of them. The second loose paper you find that looks like it will be useful is this. There's only a small fragment of this piece, but those of you that have read those Eldritch tomes from the Corbett house and learned some of the spells and incantations and symbols within, these symbols look familiar. As you can see, it's another sketch of a creature, though it is just a fragment of the page that's left. Most of it's been burned away. But it appears to be a sketch of the body of the creature with many of these symbols drawn in various spots on it.
Can we roll Cthulhu Mythos or Occult on those?
Yes, I will give you the opportunity to do such once we go through these various fragments you found. The last loose fragment that you found is this one that looks useful and somewhat alarming. Aside from that, there is groups of papers. One of the books that is somewhat intact that you're able to kind of dig through and look at looks as if it is the long-term book of research notes, summaries of Corbett's research over all of these years. So this last fragment, across the top of it is what you can read, says parthenogenesis rate projection. There are rows and columns drawn on it. They are labeled going across the top, and the columns says week. There's a list of weeks. And then each column is subsequently titled Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Epsilon. And as the week goes down, the Alpha is also numbered below that, 1, 2, 3, 4, along with the weeks. Along the side it says first generation matures at one point that it's pointing out to. Along the side it's also written, can you guys read that?
Given adequate food, resources, growth rate quickly becomes exponential.
And there's an equation below that.
P equals P O R E R T.
Yes, those of you that have studied, and Percival Warthrop recognizes that. He says, that is a that as an equation for population growth.
That's not good.
So it's been, what, 12 weeks or so since we threw Corbett in the slammer?
Yeah. So here's what you guys are looking at as you are driving down this bumpy country road heading towards this farmhouse. You have these three papers. You can spend more time researching on each of these. This is anatomy sketch. You can research into that to learn more about the anatomy of the creature. This other sketch fragment that looks like it has some spell symbols drawn onto the creature. You can spend some time researching that to see what that might come of that. The last one, parthenogenesis. Do any of you guys know what that means off the top of your head?
The Parthenon, the genesis of the Parthenon.
Those of you that are educated in a science field, parthenogenesis, you know that parthenogenesis means a natural form of asexual reproduction in which growth and development of embryos occur without fertilization.
So the monsters reproduce asexually at an exponential rate.
So
it's a wonder this entire area is not completely overrun if these figures are correct.
So looking over this projection, these projection figures, if you put some time into figuring out these figures more, you might be able to find out just what you're looking at as far as how many creatures might be out there. Aside from that, in the rest of the kind of books, and there's one book in particular that is partially burned, but from reading around in the pages that are still intact, you also can kind of put together a general idea of the research that's been done over all of these years. And so this is just what you've been able to. You guys are just digging through piles of loose, burned papers and fragments. And so over this time, this is what you've been able to dig out from there. You found all of these things. Putting a little bit more time in on this, you might be able to get some sort of discernible information. But it's going to take some more time of just sitting here kind of reading through that book to really kind of dig out just the general idea of the research and more time put in on each of these individual things.
How about Billy and I stay in the back of the truck while you guys go check out the farm, and we'll keep rummaging through all these pages.
How big was the cage in the crypt? Like, what were its dimensions?
Well, the room itself was about 40 feet square.
So it was huge.
And the cage took up a large portion of it. It had pretty high ceilings, too. Also, from looking at the claw marks on the wall, and judging by the anatomy of this creature, that it has hands like a human, looking at the claw marks on the wall, if it has these claws at the end of its fingers, which is what you can see in these various pictures, the size of these hands would be pretty huge. Like, way beyond any normal human size. Like, if one of you were to put your hands up against the wall, it would be at least twice the size, maybe, and probably more of the span of your hand.
All right, should we do what Simi said and go check out the farm while they continue to research?
Yeah, I think that'd be a smart move.
We'll take Ironhide with us. That's you.
So I'm all in favor of staying together. I don't think it's a good idea to split up.
Well, Tallahassee has 1,000 hit points, so I can go alone. If y'all want to stay together.
I'm fine with getting out of the truck. I grab a shotgun as I'm climbing out. And obviously my Colt M1911.
So the stuff that we figured out was Just the trip there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, over the trip there that you from that drive. You guys rolled really well, so you got all of those things. But if you really want to get like into the nitty-gritty details of what each of these things mean, then you're going to have to spend some more time reading through it.
It's about 90 minutes back. Would that be enough to do another deep dive on the way home?
You could probably get through one of these things in that amount of time.
All right, frickin' Simmy, you stay in the car and just you analyze.
Done and done.
Okay. Simeon, what do you want to focus on? Do you want to focus on the general notes or into one of these things?
I think you should focus on the anatomy so we can have a better idea of how to kill them if they come around.
Yeah, the one with the symbols.
I don't know.
The anatomy.
I might want to focus on how many of these things might be running around.
Well, it's not going to matter that much how many there are if we don't know how to kill them.
That's true. I'll study the anatomy with the... the weird wiener.
Of course, we might just fill them full of bullets, and that'll do the trick.
So who's all going to stay and research?
I think just Simmy was.
Because if more than one person stays in research, then you guys could possibly research more than one thing.
All right, I'll stay.
Yeah.
If you hear me say, "Caw! Caw!" then you better come running.
All right. I am along for the ride here with you. What would you like me to do?
Should we do three and three? Three in the truck and three in the house just in case the truck gets attacked?
Let's do that. What kind of skills does he have? Percy, are you good at reading or fighting?
I'm a bit of a... I like to call myself a bit of a jack of all trades. Or renaissance man, if you will.
You're the type of guy that nobody wants to hire.
I'm older than I look. I have acquired a few skills along the way.
Tallahassee has... iron skin. I'm terrible at research, as is the Major. It makes sense for the three of us to go to the farm.
All right. Yeah, that makes sense. Dom, you're with us. Percy, you stay in the truck.
Okay. Yes, that, I agree, concur. That is, I will stay and I will help research these. Which would you like me to look over? These general notes?
Yeah, take over this the parthenogenesis, since you're familiar with those equations. You knew what that was. Mm-hmm. Billy, why don't you take over the anatomy so we know how to kill him, and I'll take over the symbols.
Look at Dr. Simmy taking charge. So proud of you. Look at all your growth. Would the general notes, though, help solve what you're looking at? Because these are just pictures.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
I think the parthenogenesis thing is not as important at this time. I think the notes, like somebody read the notes, and then the other two, you know, pour over these pictures.
How is determining the number of giant man-eating monsters in the area not an important consideration?
I'm not saying it's not important. I'm saying it's less important.
Okay, so... all right, so what do you want Percival to research then? Do you want him to research the general stuff?
All right, I'll start the general notes.
Okay, general notes, symbols, anatomy.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys go ahead and go inside. We'll worry about this.
All right, bye, Felicia.
All right.
Okay, general notes, symbols, anatomy. Okay, who's doing what? What do you want? Which one's Percy doing? Symbols or anatomy?
What's his study skill?
What's his anatomy skill? Does he have good biology or anything?
Yeah, he does, actually.
All right, then you do the anatomy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then what are you doing, Billy? You're just doing the symbols?
I guess. I thought you said
you're doing...
Who has the best occult?
Doing notes?
I got 30. I got 60 occult.
Cthulhu mythos.
Okay, I have no occult, so you take the symbols.
All right.
Okay, I guess I'll take the notes.
All right, that's just gonna be your library use.
Yeah, that works good.
Yeah, that lines up actually with everybody's skills better. So.
All right.
All right.
All right. Don't fail me now.
Okay.
Oh, Peter.
Yikes.
Oh, it worked! It worked! I got a 54 out of 60! Oh, thank heavens.
68. What's my thing? 60. Fudge.
Use some luck. You spent some luck.
Semi-succeeded.
Or push your roll.
Regular success.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to push a roll. No, I'll use 8 luck.
How much luck do you have?
Do we want? Well, we can just spend more time looking over it. Do we need to spend?
Shut up, Sam. Aren't you inside already?
No metagaming, Sam.
You're going to go into 70.
Yeah, shut up, Sam.
Stupid. Is that what I got?
You're at 81 luck. You have a lot of luck.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Yeah, he does.
How did Percival roll?
He did well. He rolled a 30.
Yeah.
Which is a success for his...
Little boy, Percy.
So, all right, this is... I mean, it's still going to take some time, kind of digging through this and trying to...
Yeah, so while you guys are... Let's dive into the action here. With
boys.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right, so Tallahassee, Dom Drunkard, and Major Bakersfield. You pull up, you park outside of the farmhouse here. You guys all climb out. And once you guys get closer and you are pulling up, you are immediately aware that there seems to be some problems here. You pull up, you're at the farmhouse, and the outbuildings are around. The farmhouse looks to be in a shambles. The front door is smashed in, and several of the windows are broken. And again, looking around, you don't notice any livestock anywhere. What do you do?
I draw my Colt 45.
Is there at any place anywhere on the farm where there is just a hat in the middle of a field? If so, I don't pick it up.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to roll a listen and see if I can hear anything anywhere on the farm.
Same.
I failed. Again.
I failed.
89.
Dude, 80 is your friend.
I failed as well.
72. You don't hear anything.
I'm going to roll spot hidden.
Spot hidden, check out, see if there's anything out of the ordinary that we can peeve.
Spot hidden.
31.
I failed.
Again.
I've succeeded.
83.
Okay, Tallahassee, you succeed?
Yeah, I see everything.
Okay. Are you approaching the farmhouse more, or are you guys still just kind of standing out?
Yeah, we're just walking up to the front.
Okay.
So is there a barn or anything around? What's the...
Yeah, there's a barn out in the back behind the house, off to the, kind of off to your left a little ways. There's a barn. There's a smaller grain silo. A small one. It looks like... It appears that this is a... They were more ranchers, or they farmed... They had livestock and animals, not necessarily that they did a lot of, grain or wheat or corn or anything here. Maybe a little bit, but it looks like the small grain silo is more for the animals.
Okay, so we approach them.
But yeah, the barn is off behind the house, kind of over to the left and adjacent to an open pasture. Oh yes, Tallahassee Turner, with your success on your spot hidden, as you guys are walking towards the farmhouse, you see the door smashed in. You see several, if not most all of the windows that you can see are broken in. You see holes through the front door and also in the outside walls of the house that look like bullet holes. And as you get closer along the frame of the door, you see large uniform gouges, as if almost like claw marks from an outstretched hand. As the door hangs on its hinges, still attached to one as it hangs ajar.
Either of you fellas got a good psychoanalysis? Are you seeing what I'm seeing? I point all those things out to them.
I do.
Do they see them as well?
Yes. I see them now that you point them out.
Yes. They see the same thing that you see.
Whew.
Tallahassee.
All right.
Everyone needs to be on their guard.
Yeah,
stay
pull out
sharp.
Your weapons.
I pull out my
Keep
weapons.
Keep your weapons ready. Tallahassee.
Lead the way.
You and your super armor. You take point.
Oh, I'll take point. Yeah, so I kick in the front door to walk in.
Ha! Okay. As you kick the rest of the door in and walk in, looking around, as you suspected from looking at the outside, the farmhouse is just in a shambles. It looks torn apart. Furniture is broken. There is an end table, like a chest, that is shattered just inside the door and askew up against the wall as if it had been placed up against the door. There's broken shelves everywhere. There's a couch that has been just shredded, ripped apart. And looking around, you see blood everywhere. Splatters of it.
How fresh does the blood look?
It doesn't look fresh. It looks old. Days, maybe a week, maybe a couple weeks. It's hard to tell.
All right, either somebody was coming here for a reason, or this is just a bunch of huge monsters escaped and just started wreaking havoc around.
Yeah, you see more of those claw marks just all over. They're in the floor, on the walls. You see bullet holes in the walls everywhere.
Is there any way to tell if the bullet holes, like the bullets were fired into the house or from inside the house to outside the house? You know what I mean?
No, there's not really any way for you to tell that.
I'd like to call out and see if anybody's, like, hiding, you know, like...
Yeah.
Hannah or someone.
Yeah, so Tallahassee Turner, you call out into the farmhouse. It echoes in the walls and in the carnage, but you don't hear any response.
Hello?
This front room is a kind of a small sitting room, a receiving room, a little living room. There's a fireplace. Like I said, most of the furniture is destroyed. Off to your right, which is also at the front of the house, there is a kitchen, which is also similarly in disarray. Flour is spread everywhere. It looks like sacks were torn open. Lots of broken plates and glasses. The window's been smashed in there. There's another door that leads off from there into what looks like maybe a pantry. There's another door that leads off from this main sitting room. So the kitchen was to your right. That's in kind of the front, front lengthwise, long ways of the house. And then it curves off in a corner, and there's a room kind of forward and to the right from the sitting room. And there are some stairs that are going up to the upstairs of the house.
All right, let's just go room to room. I think keep your eyes peeled for anything to go into the cellar or the attic.
All right. We search room to room, making our way towards these stairs to go upstairs.
Okay, are you going in this room that's off to your ahead and to the right? There's a door.
Yeah, does the kitchen go in there as well, or is that...
No, the kitchen just goes off to your right and kind of runs along the front of the house. And the back wall of the kitchen looks like it's the wall of this other room.
Okay. Yeah, let's go into the back room then.
Yeah, and the kitchen has a sink over there, a stove, you know, with an oven, and then it looks like there's a pantry off on the other side of the house. And this room is right here. This door has also been knocked off the hinges. So you guys go in this room here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you share another handout or a map or something, or am I...
No, I don't have a map. So you walk in, you guys push what's left of this door open. This is what looks like a bedroom, maybe the master bedroom. A large bed, it's been shredded. There's blood all over the place. This door has been smashed open. The furniture's wrecked, claw marks. It looks similar to what you see in the rest of the house.
I searched the room.
Are you in a roll spot hidden, or are you just...
Yeah,
I'll roll.
Yeah, same.
I failed.
18.
Success. I succeeded.
Okay. Looking around, the room looks torn apart. It's shredded. There's a window here that looks like it goes to the... It's out the back of the house. Looking at this window, it's broken. There are shreds of fabric around the broken glass in this window and blood all around it. There are shotgun shells on the ground near this window. But aside from that, there's nothing else that really...
Is there any broken glass on the floor just below the window?
Yes, there is.
All right, let's go upstairs. Look for an attic and stuff.
All right, lead the way.
Oh, I'll lead the way.
Charge!
So you guys start heading up the stairs. Deep gouged marks in the stairs from looks like maybe footprints. As you're going up, at the top of the stairs, sitting there kind of incongruously, is just there's just a boot sitting there.
Dibs.
Is there a foot in the boot?
Yes, there is a foot in the boot.
Yeah.
So we found a hand and a boot, and that we found two pieces to the...
Let's go get Corbett and start putting this back together.
We got to get the rest of the body.
As you crest the top of the stairs, you do see that, along with a copious amount of blood around the area, that there's still parts of a shin bone and what looks like a foot down into the boot.
Let's keep going.
Yeah, what else is there? What kind of rooms and stuff?
The hallway. Stairs leading to a hallway that goes down. There's a window at the other end of the hallway. It is broken. Leads out onto a little roof that looks like for the wraparound porch. And there is a room off to your left and to your right. There's some end tables. There's some smashed flower vases. There are some paintings on the wall, pictures. It's a picture of a family smashed on the floor. A photograph that has a man and a woman in it. And two kids, look like teenagers, a boy and a girl. Which room are you going to go in, the one on the right or the left?
Should we go in the room on the right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Room on the right.
Okay. This door is still intact. It's just kind of swinging open. Or it's not closed. So you push it open. Also, the room is in shambles. There's blood. The window's broken. Tattered clothing is around. You don't see sign of any person in here.
I'm going to do a spot hidden.
Yeah, go ahead.
9. 13.
Okay. You don't see anything... aside from what was obvious, the room is pretty shredded. More blood, more claw marks. You don't see a sign of any sign of life around here. From looking at it, this looks like this was probably the girl's room here, from the decorations in here and the things that are inside.
Yep, and we're not seeing an attic in this room or in the hallway, right? Or like a trapdoor.
No, you're not.
Just poke your head up when you find it, though.
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
No, there's definitely an attic. And it's right above you, and it's open and inviting.
There's either a head beast or a lurker in there.
Stick my head up in there with my lizard skin.
Oh, yes. Seth immediately gets his head bit off.
All right, let's go in that other room.
Okay. You go in the room across the hall. This looks like this was most likely the boys' room. And, yeah, it is similarly destroyed. The bed is broken. Claw marks along the wall. Claw marks along the window. The window is broken. More shreds of clothing all over. Blood. But you don't see any human remains aside from the blood.
Let's do spot hidden. Look under the bed and in the closets. Success. And whatnot.
Success. 25.
70 success.
Okay. All right, looking around, you look in the closet. There's nothing.
All right, well, let's go back out to the hallway, and then is there just the window at the end?
Yeah, well, looking under the bed, you see three severed fingers.
Blew.
He got eaten.
He got eaten.
Looking at them, they appear to be, they don't look fresh. It looks like these have been here for a little while.
Is there any way that we could replant them?
Take your plants.
Back to Corbett's backyard.
Take him to Corbett's. You have to go have another interview with Corbett, and he knows what he's doing with that.
All right, let's go search for a cellar.
I guess looking around, you succeeded on your spot hidden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. From looking around, and you search under the bed, you happen to glance out that back window, and down at the barn. You see that there is a storm cellar on the barn back there that has like the handle of a shovel that's shoved through the door handles on the storm cellar.
So something's keeping it closed.
Yeah. Let's go open it.
Hey, Tallahassee, go open that door.
Oh, I'm gonna go open it.
Yell charge first.
All right, we're gonna run downstairs and run out back. We're gonna go open that.
All right, so you head downstairs. You walk past the boot with a severed foot in it. The broken living room, the broken house, the shambles of what looks like was once a happy home for an isolated farm family. As you head out the door and go around the back of the house. The three of you walk back towards the barn, looking around, looking out in the pasture as you are getting close and looking as you can kind of see inside the barn. You see blood all over the place. You see remnants of bones. There's some like hooves that are still attached to like the bottom half of a leg of what looks like cattle or sheep. Like horns from a cow also. So you head back towards the storm cellar that's off on the right side of the barn that you could see through the window of the upstairs room. And as you get closer, you see there's the a shovel that's been shoved through the door handles of the storm cellar doors.
Should we just open it, or should we knock and say hello? What do you guys think?
Let's just open it.
Okay, I have my shotgun ready, pointed at it.
Yep, I'm gonna
say Tallahassee.
Stand ready with both my weapons. A good 10 yards from the thing. All right, Tallahassee, go ahead.
All right, I got my Colt 45 out. I'm going to pull that shovel off and open the door and shine my flashlight down in.
Okay. All right, so you pull the shovel out from the door handles. You swing it open. It squeaks and creaks very loudly as you throw the doors aside. You see a wooden... step ladder, steep wooden steps leading down into a pitch black storm cellar that, shining your flashlight in, you can see a few feet down in there as it leads off underneath the barn.
Okay, I'm gonna announce myself as I descend in. This is Tallahassee Turner. I'm coming down. Friendly, do not fire.
Okay, and then do you descend down into the storm cellar?
I descend.
We follow him.
Okay. All right, you walk down the creaky stairs as you descend down into the storm cellar here. You see some bags off to the side that have been torn open. Look like maybe this is also some kind of a root cellar. lots of things torn, bags here kind of ripped to shreds. You don't see the remnants of any more produce though down here. It's open except for down towards the back. There are some beams that are holding up the floor of the barn above. I want each of you guys to roll a listen check.
Yeah, just got real. Dang it. 43 out of 20, I fail.
I'm going to spend one luck to succeed.
I failed.
Okay. So, listening, once you guys get down here and you're making the noise that you're making and...
Maybe we should have done stealth.
You hear something moving back behind the wooden pillar near the back of the storm cellar.
I whisper,
Taliesin.
Yeah.
Shine your flashlight over behind that pillar.
I shine my flashlight over behind that pillar.
I look over towards that pillar.
Okay. Tallahassee, you start creeping your way back to the wooden pillar, the beam.
We fan
holding
out.
It back. As you start...
Flying V.
Star
in a flying V attack formation. Swinging around as you start to swing around and get a better view. Your flashlight does land on something on the ground. And once it does, for a set, it lands on it, and then the beam of your flashlight lights it up for a second, and then it scoots back behind the pillar again. Tallahassee, it looked like a foot.
Gents, that looked like a foot to me.
A human foot?
Show yourself. Come on, come out into the light. We're friendlies. Show yourself.
As long as you're not a monster, that is. We're friendly.
I'll save you, Dom. Don't worry.
I appreciate that.
I'll keep you safe.
You don't hear any more noise from back there.
Just stay behind my diamond skin.
Is there anything we can throw at it?
Hey, stupid.
How about the shovel? Let's throw the shovel at it.
The foot you saw did not look human. I mean, it kind of looked human aside from the long black claws attached to the end of it that you saw for a second before it was pulled out of sight.
Let's throw a Molotov cocktail at it.
I pull out the flamethrower.
Oh, I have the flamethrower.
You pull out the flamethrower.
I have the Molotov, so you guys don't have one.
So, all right, I whisper to the guys and I say, guys, that didn't look fully human. That was a pretty big foot with some claws on it. I think maybe we should caw.
It wasn't actually that big.
It was kind of small, but it had claws on it. Bakersfield, you do a real good caw. You want caw really loud?
Bakersfield, as you caw and caw loudly.
Be ready.
Bursting forth from around the edge of the pillar is a creature crawling on all fours that comes scrambling towards you. The thing is it is flesh-toned like a person, but it's the size of maybe a child, 4 feet tall, about. But it's scrambling towards you, but it has a leg, arms, torso, shoulders, but there is no head on top of these shoulders. And as it leans up towards you, you see the black, shark-like eyes set into its shoulders and the huge, open, shark-like mouth as it screeches and lunges towards the three of you. Moving faster than you would have really liked it to.
See ya, fellas.
As it
Get
comes exploding
me.
Towards you out from the darkness.
I shoot it in the wiener.
You didn't finish your anatomy research. You don't know where its wiener is. You guys all have readied weapons,
yeah,
don't you?
Yep, we open fire.
Okay, who's in front of the flying V? That's Tallahassee?
Me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I fire my 45 thrice.
Okay. You see this thing screeching towards you. long black claws extended as it's coming up. It's bringing its huge open mouth with just gigantic teeth. The mouth, the size of the mouth on this creature is so incongruous to the rest of its size. It seems so unnatural. And actually, I'm going to need you guys to all roll a sanity check.
Can we wait and roll after we kill the thing?
Yeah,
perfect timing.
No.
Can we roll with a bonus die? Because we're totally sane. Because
we're flying
still
V.
Shocking.
No, I failed.
I got a 47 out of 35.
I got a 43 out of 37.
I wasn't even close. I got a 64 out of, 48.
All right, you guys are all going to lose 1d4.
One.
About time I got something lucky.
All right, so one for Bakersfield.
Two for Bakersfield.
Okay, two for Bakersfield.
One for each of us.
Okay.
All right, now can we shoot it in the wiener?
Yeah, no, you didn't finish the anatomy studies. You don't know where the wiener is.
Well, clearly on the picture that we have.
Looks can be deceiving. Okay, since you guys had ready firearms, I will allow you to go first. Except Tallahassee Turner.
Yeah.
Sprinting towards you is the long-lost surrogate son of yours, Rondo Corto. Mm-hmm. As he has his arms open to you for an embrace, he's missed you so much. You thought he was dead. Here he is, finally here to give you a hug. You tried to give him a hug before yesterday, and he didn't want it, but now Rondo is here for his hug.
Now I'm gonna reject him.
As he seeks to embrace you.
You rejected my hug! Die! Shoot at Tallahassee.
Just kidding.
Yeah, how do I play this? Because my guy kind of knew what was happening at first, but now it's changed, so.
Who goes first out of us? Maybe, if I shoot first, it'll jar him out of his psychoness.
Well, all of you guys failed your sanity checks, so whenever you fail a sanity check, you guys all commit one involuntary action, such as perhaps a scream or dropping what you are holding.
I scream.
So Tallahassee, I'm going to give you an option here. You can either make a reality check, and if you succeed, you will have time to maybe get off one shot, or you can just open your arms and let this happen. Dom Duncard, Aloysius Bakersfield, you guys are both so set off in shock that you are not going to get a shot off this round.
Bull crap.
Just the sight of this creature and how fast it's moving, and finally seeing one of these things in life and in motion, and seeing just how ferocious and vicious and fast it is, has set you off into just a split moment of shock. Tallahassee Turner, what are you going to do?
So, question about the rules. If I do a reality check, how much sanity do I have to lose if I fail?
You will lose one sanity point, but it will immediately induce a bout of madness.
Well, I open my arms for a warm embrace.
All right, is that what you do?
Rondo Corto, it's been so long, my friend.
Tallahassee, what are you doing?
It's my friend, Rondo Corto.
All right, so apparently we can't shoot, and Tallahassee's about to hug the monster.
I'm about to hug a shark face with 1,000 teeth.
Yes.
Okie dokie.
Dom Duncard, Major Bakersfield, for how shocked you were just a moment ago, you are... It just leads into even more shock as Tallahassee Turner, instead of shooting the creature, throws his arms open and it pounces on him.
Oh my gosh.
It barrels him over and drives him to the ground. The enormous mouth comes snapping down.
Look at you. What fun.
Your sweet little pocket rocket.
Okay, Tallahassee Turner, it's trying to bite you.
Rondo. Rondo, no, bad boy. What are you doing?
Okay, it succeeds on one bite as the teeth come clamping down on your shoulder.
Ow-wee.
It tears through your clothing, and you're going to take 4 damage off of your shield there, Tallahassee Turner.
Major Bakersfield and I can't shoot it anymore, right? I mean...
You can shoot it, but Tallahassee Turner, you don't actually feel any pain. You feel pressure of all these tiny little, these pinprick marks, or these jagged fence post marks, but you actually don't feel any pain, but you feel the pressure of them clamping onto your body.
Rondo, what happened to your hands? They feel weird,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, and you see that almost like that weird oil shimmer kind of go over your body as it happens. Dom Drinkard, you have the higher dex. It's your turn. What would you like to do?
Okay, so can I shoot it without taking a penalty die for firing into melee? Or do I have to take a penalty for firing into melee?
Yes, you have to take a penalty die.
Okay, so how about instead, I've got my machete ready, and I rush forward, and I stab it through the side, like in the armpit.
Okay, yeah, I like that. Okay, do it. Roll your fighting brawl.
All right. Make me proud, machete.
What are you doing, my good friend, Rondo Corto? Don't stab him.
So, Tallahassee, once this happens... This snaps you back into reality, because Rondo Corto would never bite you.
Hard success. I rolled an 18.
Awesome. Okay. So, Tallahassee, you are slammed back into reality as this is happening, and you have this creature that has tackled you to the ground. It's biting on your shoulder. It's wrapped around you. And you see Dom Drinkard come running up, screaming, and swings a machete right into the back of this creature. All right, roll your damage.
6.
6, nice. Yeah, the thing shrieks, Dom Drinkard, as the light from Tallahassee Turner's flashlight is spinning as it landed on the ground when he was tackled. It flew out of his hand. It's spinning in the darkness of the root cellar. As it spins around and flashes on the scene of violence in front of you as this creature is on top of Tallahassee Turner. You scream, you bring your machete down, it digs deep into the creature's back, and it opens his mouth, letting go of Tallahassee Turner for a moment as it shrieks in pain, and dark blood pours out from the large gash you've just given it in its back. Major Bakersfield, what do you do? Dom Drinkard just ran in and attacked this creature with a machete. Tallahassee Turner is struggling with it underneath it on the ground as the flashlight spins and flash and flashes, giving a stroboscopic effect in this underground dark root cellar.
Well, I have pretty high firearms. Should I shotgun blast it?
Yes, shotgun blast it while it's hugging Tallahassee and I'm standing over with
it.
Machete.
Let go of me.
Yeah, let go of him. I mean, you guys are still right there. I assume I'll take a penalty knife. I have a trench knife. I could run up and gut it as well.
I would suggest you trench knife it.
Yeah, but then we're all going to be close quarters combat with this thing.
Yeah, but you've got to take a penalty. And I don't know how that shotgun would work.
Alex,
I mean, I guess we can't really discuss. This is combat.
The shotgun?
Well, like, can I run up point blank and blast it?
I guess you could do that.
Like Pete stabbed it.
Yes, you can do that. You would get a penalty die for firing into combat, but since you're running up at point blank range, you would negate that penalty die. So you would just get a straight roll on it.
Okay, going for it. I run up.
So if you fumble, you will hit either Dom Drinkard or Tallahassee Turner.
Is that 96?
I've got 75 on my shotgun.
So 96 or above. If you fumble, you will hit Tallahassee Turner or Dom Drinkard.
Okay, I'll point it more towards Tallahassee. As I run up, I stick the gun right up against the monster point blank in the direction of Tallahassee.
It's struggling, it's moving, it's screaming, it's wrestling with Tallahassee Turner. Aloysius Bakersfield, you run up screaming. Flashbacks to fighting in the trenches, and you jam this, you try and jam this shotgun right up against its body. Pull the trigger, roll the dice.
Kick it in the nards!
Kick it in the nards.
Sharkman doesn't have nards.
Ninja kick the damn rabbit.
It actually doesn't, it's a smoothie.
All right, I rolled a hard success, 27 out of 75.
Okay, all right. You do not fumble, you do not fail. The shotgun blast goes off as you pull the trigger right up against the creature's body. That's going to be 4d6.
I rolled 3 2s and a 6.
Okay, so Dom Drunkard, you have your machete buried into the back of this creature. You're trying to pull it back out. Tallahassee, you're wrestling with it. It shrieks and pulls back, and you shove it off of you for a second, Tallahassee Turner, as Major Bakersfield has enough time to run in, and he jams the shotgun right between the large shark eyes and pulls the trigger. The shotgun explodes in this tight, confined space, sending a ringing in all of your ears. But in a spray of blood and fire explodes and blasts the creature off of you, Tallahassee Turner, as it flies across the room, skidding in the dirt away from you, blood spraying everywhere. And as you watch, it shrieks in pain and convulses for a second and then goes still. And the dirt, as blood flows out from its various wounds in the dirt around you.
Tell the butthole monster we say hello.
Yep, and then after it dies.
Oh, I love Buster Jones. Do we in the truck hear the shotgun blast?
Yeah, you guys hear all this gunfire going off as soon as it starts.
That was the first gunshot.
Yeah, the gunshot. You guys in the truck are sitting there poring over these notes when you hear a loud shotgun blast from somewhere behind.
Did they hear the
and then a somewhat quieter Tallahassee, as you climb to your feet, the flashlight is now slowing and slowing from its spin as the beam comes to rest on the creature lying motionless now, the silhouette of Dom Drunkard standing aside, machete held in his hand, blood dripping off the end. Major Aloysius Bakersfield crouched down in a fighting position with his shotgun held low and ready for another blast. Tallahassee Turner, you walk forward, you look down at the creature laying on the ground, enraged and upset at the fact that it punched all these holes in your beautiful leather jacket. And the fact that it could have tricked you into thinking it was Rondo. He's gone, he's not coming back, and you know that. But also, neither is this thing. As you empty your Colt 45 into it. 6 shots. Flashes of it illuminate your face. And the nightmare that is below you.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this episode of the Arkham Files. This is Peter. You might know me better as Dominic Drunkard, or as the voice of reason on the greatest actual play podcast on the airwaves. If you like the show as much as we like making it, please leave us a 5-star review and tell your friends about us. Check us out at patreon.com/TheArkhamFiles. We have a lot of cool bonuses over there for our subscribers. Thanks again for being an Arkham Files listener.